Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Megan Gibson, Marketing Coordinator, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Our Personal Care Applications Manager. And today we are talking about formulation number 1067, the apple cider vinegar rinse. Ooh, tripped over that a little bit. The apple cider vinegar rinse. So tell us a little bit about this formulation, Molly.
Apple cider vinegar rinses, just kind of had to say it slowly. They're used on curly hair as kind of an alternative to shampoo that they cleanse and condition without stripping the natural oils. So kind of like a co-wash. It's supposed to lower the hair and the scalp's pH, help the cuticles of the hair shaft lay flat. So that promotes, shine and softness. So it's good to use when hair starts to look dull from product buildup or just in between, regular washes. And undiluted vinegar is too strong. So you have these products out there that incorporate it while delivering other benefits. Vinegar is 5% acetic acid, and we're using 0.5% acetic acid in this. So that would translate to about 10% vinegar.
Okay.
And then, we also have mild cleansers and conditioning aids in there.
Mm-hmm. I really like using rinses like this as I only wash my hair once a week. And so I can tell a difference if I use this, maybe once a month I'll do a rinse of sorts. And I can just tell such a difference. It tends to be a little bit fluffier, softer.
What does it tend to do to the curls? Does it just make them more voluminous or more defined?
Yeah, they get very soft, and there's a lot more body in my hair. It seems like it's got a lot more life to it.
And you tried this one. What did you think?
I did. I really enjoyed it. While it was wet, it had a nice foam. I really liked it. I've used ones before that really didn't foam quite as much. They were quite literally a rinse. Mm-hmm. And this one foamed really nice, and so I really enjoyed it. It rinsed out clean.
Great.
And after it was completely rinsed out, my hair, even while wet, it still felt conditioned. It didn't feel very dry and sometimes a little bit brittly. If I do like a rinse or use even like a cleansing shampoo, even just rinsing it, you can tell.
It's hard to find conditioner. That balance between like clarifying and not, stripping.
Yes. And the smell was not bad at all. Once it was dry, like I said, my hair felt soft. My curls were bouncier, especially at my roots. And it looked and felt clean overall, and there was no smell.
Great.
And when it was dry, so.
I actually like the smell of vinegar, but I know not everybody does, so it's good there was no smell.
All right, so I see there's quite a few Clonio products in this formulation, so tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, this doesn't use an anionic surfactant in there. We're actually just using an amphoteric, the Colateric 2CM40CG that's giving us the mild cleansing and the foam.
Okay.
So we're using this rather than an anionic to avoid overstripping the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it also happens to be salt-free and methanol-free, so that might be, desired in a curly hair product to prevent drying.
Right. And that Colateric 2CM40CG is disodium cocoamphodipropionate.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. And then we have a couple of conditioning aids in there. We're using two different ones to kind of balance conditioning and foam.
Okay.
Both of them are bio-based, liquid, water-soluble. Lightweight, so they're designed to be easily rinsed, not build up and give you that greasiness, but still, detangles so you can get a comb through your hair. So that's the Colac 426 and the Polysugarquat TM8610P. The Colac 426 is the more conditioning one.
Okay.
It doesn't diminish the foam, but the Polysugarquat TM8610P is actually a good foamer itself.
Nice.
We have, the Polysugarquat line that has several different products in it. There's different options for conditioning versus foam. So this TM8610P is kind of the least conditioning of the line with the highest foam.
Okay.
So depending on how much conditioning you wanted this product to have, you could switch to one of the higher conditioning Polysugarquat. Okay. Watts.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. And the Cololac 426 is isoteromethylpropyl morpholine lactate. And the polysugarquat TM8610P is the polyquaternium 77.
Yes. Yeah, and then after that, we have the Colmoist 200 in there. So cationic humectant to reduce flyaways, moisturize the scalp, and even strengthen the hair. We've done outside lab testing for rinse-off formulas that show it's good skin moisturization and that it can reduce breakage in hair. And then the Colateric HBS that we have in there is another amphoteric, but we're mostly using it as a story ingredient here since it's derived from the hemp seed oil. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a way to incorporate a hemp product into a water-based formula without having to work with the actual oil, which you would have to find a way to, you know, solubilize, right. And that would be a challenge to keep the formulation clear.
Exactly. Okay. And the Colamoise 200 is hydroxypropyl bishydroxyethyldimonium chloride. And the Colateric HVS is the cannabis. I'm so sorry, Jim. Okay. And the Colateric HBS is a cannabisimidopropyl hydroxysultane. That is a lot.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the procedure. This one has three steps. And the first one there, it's calling for you to combine all the ingredients 1 through 8 in order.
So this is a very simple procedure. It's cold mix and all the ingredients you're working with are liquid. So it goes together very quickly, very easily. We do say combine these first 8 ingredients in order. Mostly that's because, you know, we have several cationics in here that can interact with each other. So if you try to, you know, combine some of the cationics before you have your amphoteric in there, it can become cloudy and try to crash out. So we have the amphoteric as your first addition. And then after that, adding in your cationics.
Okay.
But yeah, as long as you stick to the order, this is a very simple thing to put together.
Okay, so I see that there's an apple fragrance in this formulation. Does the formulation itself contain apple cider vinegar?
That is a really good question. So I've seen products out there that do this both ways. Some will use actual apple cider vinegar, and some will use the acetic acid to make, you know, the vinegar and then just have an apple fragrance in there, which is the route we took here. So you could, either way, you're going to need an apple fragrance if you want that fragrance.
Right.
But you could use apple cider vinegar itself rather than acetic acid in here. But again, I think I mentioned the 0.5% acetic acid that we have in here would translate to 10% vinegar.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
So if you took that out, I guess you could replace it with 10% of the apple cider vinegar.
Okay. And then the last with ingredient 10, the citric acid, that's just to adjust the pH levels?
Right. Okay. Yes.
Cool. Well, thanks, Molly. I appreciate that. All right, everyone. That concludes this episode for the Apple Cider Vinegar Rinse, formulation number 1067. It is available for download by visiting our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Visit colonialchem.com/formulations, and thank you all for joining us.